I want dick pills. Speaking of Viagra.
I feel like I've exhausted every single reference I could possibly have. Eventually, it's going to come back around to the Property Brothers.
We didn't talk about the third one.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Of course we did. The weird gay third one.
We already did?
Yeah. Wait, he's even gayer than the Property Brothers?
Well, he's classically gay. He's not uncanny valley gay.
Like Like just, you know, sculpted.
Imagine what Mengele would have done with the Property Brothers.
Good. I like that. Yeah. I like that. We were just talking about Joseph Mengele before the show started.
Yeah.
Mengele would have loved the Property Brothers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, he would have loved the Property Brothers. He would have loved the
Property Brothers just giving
Tia and Tamara.
Giving Speer advice on how to build the Reichstag. and then, you know,
Speer was the architect?
Speer was the architect.
Yeah.
Damn, they had cool names.
They did.
Nazis had Albert tight names Speer? And tight fucking unis and shit.
They had great style. No one's ever denied that.
Mm-hmm.
They always looked super
that
pressed.
Eagle looks tight. It's just terrible that they're the worst people, you know, one of the worst groups of all time.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty bad.
Pretty bad. That's my take.
They're
Who
rude.
Killed more than them? What about that
Stalin?
Stalin, yeah, yeah.
Mao.
Yeah, isn't it? What is it? Some socialist
think
fucking Stalin is good?
The tankies.
What the fuck?
Those are the guys
I'm
that
mad because
Nick.
I thought that was like...
For mean tweet, for rude...
Really?
Tweets.
The people that think death camps are cool and fucking killing intellectuals?
Well, yeah,
I'm mad because I thought that...
How about this?
That was,
death camp for cutie.
There he is.
Yeah.
I thought it was like guys that like wearing tank tops.
Yeah, that would have been
cool. Initially, I tried to buddy up to them. And I kept sending them pictures of my biceps, and they're... They're like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Don't they know we read books until we're mad? That's our whole thing. We don't work out. We read books until we get angry at people online.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucking stupid as shit.
Mm-hmm.
As a political philosopher, that's my opinion.
Yeah, well, I think it's stupid how they try to drag my boy online.
Tankies were mad at you?
I guess. I don't know. That's where it started, I guess, but... Mostly it was, you know,
whatever.
Normies, I guess, yeah. But,
normies.
I mean, it's not like...
They could suck this dick with an elephant's tongue.
It's just sort of weird timing, because it was like, well, what's your goal here? People are like, we got to get the DSA to fucking denounce this guy. And it's like, I own the DSA. It's my business. I don't know.
That's actually where our checks come from. Yeah, the DSA writes the checks for Cumtown.
They're going to get me fired from the DSA.
We make $1.2 million each a year.
The founder of the DSA.
I'm actually the head of HR.
I started the DSA at Yale. When we hired a black prostitute and we were all pissing on her. Me and the other frat guys, yeah, at Yale.
Were you Skull and Bones?
Skull and Swastikas.
Is Skull and Bones
skull and mongoloid skulls and swastikas?
Yeah, yeah. The Skull Measurers.
Phrenology skulls, yeah.
Is Skull and Bones like a Sons of Anarchy kind of thing?
No, it's a bunch of fucking gay, fucking rich
sons
kids
of,
eating
off
on each other.
The sons
it's
of
not
nepotism.
Like they're not like bikers into like skull kind of stuff.
No,
they beat off in coffins, according to one black guy in a viral video I watched about George Bush.
Well, anyhow, we hired a black prostitute to get revenge for the Duke Lacrosse situation, and we thought, how funny would it be if we started a socialist organization? And I said, I'm going to do it. And I used $2.5 million out of my father's purse, my monthly allowance from my father.
Oh, your papa?
My dad, who is actually his background's kind of weird. He just sort of appeared in Argentina in 1947.
What was he doing before that?
Nobody knows. He's like kind of tight-lipped about it. He said he was mostly working in hot air balloons. And
but he's not Argentinian.
He called himself an exterminator.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
The name
he used to work in
change?
Pest control.
He was some kind of doctor. I don't know. All he does now is he sits around jacking off to the Property Brothers all day. So I can't really be sure what he does exactly.
He is a medical doctor, right?
I used a small loan from my dad, Heinrich Mullen. To start the Democratic Socialists of
Heinrich
America.
Mullen.
And mostly, originally when it founded, it was just me and all the Chapo Trap House guys driving around Brooklyn catcalling black women. And that was the
and that's where Bernie's headquarters started, right?
That's how Bernie started.
You guys launched.
Well, we supported Bernie Sanders as a joke because we knew no one would vote for a Jew. So
right,
yeah, of course,
that was the best way to tank the election
in their right mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I got that bit of advice from my dad,
Heinrich.
Yeah, yeah,
he's still checking in. What does he think about Adam?
I haven't told him about that.
Oh, he'd be mad, huh?
Why, yeah, you didn't probably tell your dad about me?
No. Well, first of all,
I told my parents about you guys.
I mean, he's pretty old. I mean, he's 137 years old.
That's fine. Yeah.
It's kind of weird that he's still alive.
He's still...
Considering he was a 36-year-old man in 1933.
He's an impeccable record keeper, though, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's good. He actually had the first computer. It was made by IBM.
Oh, they made it for him special.
They made it. My dad had a special made computer by IBM.
Yeah. What kind of car does he drive?
I don't know.
A bug.
Mercedes.
A Volkswagen bug, dude.
He got me there. He drives a train. a freight train with no windows on it.
A windowless train.
Wait. When you said, yeah.
It just says the Polak Express on the side.
When you said, you're talking about your uncles Henry and Walt. Mm-hmm. Were you talking about Henry Ford and Walt Disney?
Yeah, actually, I was.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was kind of like a rich guy club kind of thing.
Yeah, well, they were just my uncles because they were, you know, around a lot as a kid. You know,
blood. Yeah, they were like uncles in quotes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Air quotes.
The
yeah.
Uncle Society.
The Uncle Society.
My secret organization.
The Uncle of all.
The Uncle
moms.
Society.
Wow. I didn't know this whole thing about your history. Yeah.
So I'm Argentinian, which means I'm a... Did you see that bullshit? There was that woman that wrote like...